Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
And we have as our moderator up in the sky, Tiffany.
Hello.
Woo! Yay!
Hanging
Welcome,
out here.
everyone. Come on in. Tell us where you're from. So excited to be here. We are live.
We are live. And are we surviving the Mercury in retrograde? How are you guys doing with all of that? We just had a new moon, I believe. Was that today or was that yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, new moon in Leo. Tiffany was the one that informed us of that. That is so. See, look how she's growing.
She is. She's taking on leadership roles in the astrology department. So, Tiffany, could you come on and tell us a little bit about the moon?
Nope, that's why I sent it to you.
Listen, you got a chance to listen to it and I didn't. Anyway, the part that I got to listen to of the astrology was that it was gonna we're going into something creative, or things are gonna start looking up, which I know a lot of people are really ready for that. Really ready for that.
Really ready.
We have been through it, you guys. We have been through it. So, okay, so while you guys are putting where you're from in the in the chat, I would like to say, please ask us your questions. We're having so much fun with you guys doing that. You guys are asking some really good questions, some really thinkers, and it's good to challenge Julia and I to see if we had enough caffeine today. So please bring your questions
love.
on. If you haven't been here before, this is how you get your questions read. You have to put Tiffany in capital letters so that she knows it's a question and not just a comment to somebody else's comment or a comment to the show. If it's a question, it has to be capital letters all the way across. Now, if you really want our attention, as many emojis around that as possible, preferably like hearts and fairies and kissy lips and things like that. And if you really want to get her attention, you can add beautiful, fluffy words to it, like goddess of the sky and so on and so on. So, okay, you guys, that's how we get your questions. And just type them in and send them our way. Tiffany will read them to us and we will think about it. And then maybe even speak about
You never know what will happen, but it will
Yeah.
definitely make for good conversation, good stuff to talk about. So
Yes.
let's just see what
Yes,
happens.
definitely. I kind of want you to go like this because your hair's getting so long and it looks great. I love
Look what you made
I love
the
that the camera responded to that and it really made it glamorous for you. I love it. Yay. Okay. So is anybody talking about their experiences with Mercury in retrograde yet? I had a live program I was doing yesterday. See, that's how bad I am. And I was off by a half hour of when I was supposed to attend that. So I was getting phone calls. I'm like, why is she bugging me already? I've got 30 minutes. I'm gonna go eat something. And I'm all like casual. And she's like, we supposed to be going.
Oh my gosh.
So, anyways, that was a Mercury in retrograde moment. Yeah, I was all laid back and thinking I had time to, have a little visit, have a little snack, all the things, and she's panicking. It was, so that's Mercury. I'm trying to think if there's other things that I've had, but that one was the most recent and entertaining of them. Really some cool sessions going on right now, and people really having some aha moments,
Oh,
awakening
good.
moments. And so that's been really cool. So what's your awakening moment? Have you guys been getting aha moments and having some awakening happening or some further insights to things happening? That's right. Are your eyes opening like Julia's? I'm a little scared. It's too funny.
Because last week I was really feeling Mercury retrograde. It was like, whoa, so heavy. And I think it was just shifting, where now it feels a lot easier. So whatever it is, I'm not feeling that heavy stuff anymore. So,
That's good.
it's
Yeah.
very good. And the kitten is relaxing. She's doing much better.
baby. The cat with no name is going to be its name.
Yes, cat with no name.
Yeah.
She hasn't. Anyway, we'll see what it is.
You
My
know, this
what?
could be fun, and there's no commitment involved to this. But when I was pregnant with Jaden, I couldn't figure out a name for him. So when we had like one of the baby, when we had a little baby shower, and he was my third one. So it was just kind of more like friends that wanted to gather and kind of hang out and celebrate that with me. And so we had everybody write down, you know, when they thought he was going to be born, how much did they think he was going to weigh, and a name. And that is actually how I found his name.
Oh, there you go.
That was the, yeah. So that was really cool. So I encourage the audience, what would you name a little orange tabby cat?
Female.
Female tabby. Yeah, that's good. So let's hear your names. What would you call this cute little tabby? All right.
And if it starts with sun, Tiffany will like it.
So those of you who want to appease Tiffany, you could call her Sun Child. Yeah.
Sun
Sunny.
anything,
Sunny. Well, yeah, you can just get creative with the I like it. Desiree's already in there kissing your butt, Tiffany.
Ooh.
I'm telling you.
I know the true people.
That's the one that you're feeling the love in
Ooh,
there. Ooh,
this is fun. Oh,
sunflower.
someone said sunflower. That's where we
Yeah.
got sunny from, because I said sunflower and then we said sunny. Tangy.
What is it?
Tangy.
Oh, tangy.
Tangy. Tangy.
Tangy.
Yeah. There's a Mika, Sundance,
Wow, you
Zinger,
guys are good at this. I'm
Marmalade.
interesting. I would get hungry
Oh,
calling
that's
this stuff.
cute. And then you call him Marmy. Marmy. Yep.
Oh,
Oh.
that is cute. I do like Marmy. This is kind
Or
of fun.
Laid. Ma. You could do whatever. Ooh, Ginger Snap. Call the
Ginger.
cat Laid. Yep.
These are good.
I
I like Marmy better. Okay. I love it. Do you want to tell us where everybody's from, Tiffany?
Sure. Give me just a second. Ooh, Poppy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we lost Tiffany in the world of
we sure
the
did.
cat. Love it.
You guys are so good, because I've been just racking my. I'm waiting for the kitten to tell me, and it's. I mean, what came through today was Goose, because she's being a really silly little goose, and so.
So silly, silly is the personality, if that helps you guys.
Yes. Oh,
Did
you
I
better.
t say Mika?
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
Mika. I like that.
Oh, Spaggy for spaghetti, or butterscotch.
Okay, we're doing
Butters.
this every week because I just
Okay.
like hearing Tiffany read them off.
Okay, we have New York, couple of New Yorks,
Oregon.
Oregon,
Hello, Oregon.
Toronto,
Okay.
North Carolina, San Francisco, San Antonio, Texas,
That's in your neck of the woods.
Bly, Oregon. Do you know where that is? Because it's a fun name.
I don't.
Oh, well, you're gonna need to
I'm
look it up. Yeah. Let's see. Seattle, Portland, Ohio, Michigan, Scotland,
Scotland.
Cincinnati,
Just throw Scotland in
Montreal.
there. Just
Yeah.
throw
No big deal. Connecticut, Kansas City, and then a bunch of kitty names. Let's see. Where
out.
are we now? Ginger Sherbert. Ooh. I like Sherbert. Australia, got some more Australias.
Okay. Cool.
Peru, Florida,
Rude.
nice.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Peru. I love it. See where you're
Everywhere.
everywhere, guys. You are everywhere.
We're
So
feeling it.
cool.
Feeling the love.
And thank you for the kitty names. I will be feeling them and see which ones.
Like it.
Yeah, which
Ooh,
ones
there's
seem to
another
fit.
Oregon that popped up there.
What was that?
There's another Oregon that popped up there.
Oh,
Oh.
like 13, Tracy. Okay, I need you to calm down.
Rules.
Forest Grove, Oregon.
Oh, who's in Forest Grove?
Rachel Mosier. She says hi, Tracy.
Yeah, she is like she's a rock throw from where I'm at.
Oh.
And
Oh, we have a Poland. I gotta throw that out there.
nice, nice. Very good.
good job, you guys, being everywhere in Oregon.
No. What is there something going on in Oregon right now?
I'm putting out the vibe. Everybody, come
Okay.
watch the show.
So
Come watch the show.
okay, so I need to emit more vibes.
Yeah. Put it out there. Just sit there and do this vibe thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Watch the show. All right. Well, at this point, do we have questions or do we need to create our own mysterious conversation?
You do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
But
We still
first,
might create our own mysterious conversation with these questions. You never know.
I have good faith in us that we'll do something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Saluna.
Luna. Okay.
It's our
What
kitty
that
cat name.
because Luna, I kept, but like you have a Luna,
Yeah.
my sister-in-law has a Luna.
But
There's
you know,
lots of Lunas,
Luna.
so that's but Soluna, I like that's different.
Yeah, because it goes with the silly name.
Yeah.
And
Well,
minus
someone.
the two things that are happening for you, which is names with O's in them and names with U's in them. So you got SolunA. So it kind of,
Soul, like soul.
soul Luna.
Oh,
What were you going to say to that, Tiffany?
I was just going to say another was Sunbeam. Miss Silly Sunbeam for long.
Oh,
Sunbeam. She is a ray of light.
yes,
Yes. She's
she's
very
our little pumpkin.
Ray. Why don't you call her Ray?
Oh, it might
Yeah.
happen.
I like all these are in my mind now, so then when she emits, she'll tell me. Maybe it'll hit.
I'm just going to start calling her Marmy.
Marmee.
Like it.
Okay, ready for questions?
Yes. Make
Rump a bump. That was a really
it.
bad drum roll.
Okay. Excuse me. This is from Caroline. How do you heal from autoimmune disease, having a hard time staying out of survival mode? Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Believe she's the one in
Auto.
Peru.
Oh, in Peru. Okay. Autoimmune, and I've had this. So I'm talking from experience here, and I the whole course it went through of beat me over the head to get my attention. Autoimmune is, when you look at what the body's doing, and I don't know which one you have, there's a lot of different ones, but when you look at them, it's where the body is, in real basic terms, attacking itself. It's just turning back on itself because it sees your body as a foreign body. So it thinks it needs to get rid of it. And that's why it's like, because the body naturally, its defense mechanism is to get rid of viruses and things that don't belong in the body. And that's what it does with anything that it doesn't recognize. It's like, we've got to get it out. And for some reason, which we know through soul speak, I mean, it's something we are the underlying cause. They don't really know in the medical world why this happens. They would say for some reason the body just starts attacking itself. So if you look at that, when you get to the basis of it, why would the body be attacking itself? And it comes down to it's really about, and I don't want to step on toes or anything, but like I said, I worked through this myself with myself. And how I got to the bottom of it. And it comes down to, well, it's more than lack of self-love, it's actually self-hatred. And in my case, it was like loathing of the self. I was so, because of something that had happened, I was punishing myself. It was like all these things. It was like just, just horrible you were, and there was no reason for it. That was the funny thing. When I got my logic in there, and was understanding what was going on when I was understanding the messages, it was like, but I had already been through it. I made it through it really beautifully. I don't know why I'm punishing myself for it, unless it was just the fact that it happened. And in my mind, bad things don't happen to good people. So I still had that in that programming that I was working with. And so I guess that meant that I needed to punish myself because I must be a bad person if bad things happen, so it's that kind of thing. And I'm not saying there's any reason to it, but this is how our bodies work, our mind, we get belief systems and they're really deep in there. We don't know where they've come from, and they come, we've been hearing things all our lives. This is the programming we talk about and our belief systems. And so it's really good to understand what they are, and so that was something I had to get to the bottom of. And when I did, it was that I just absolutely, I was very unhappy. I hated myself. I hated my body. And so then when I got that and fully grasped it, and because that was a hard pill to swallow. So when I finally really did that with it, then or yeah, embraced it. That's the word. Then I could start shifting it. And so it's like, okay, if that's about self-hatred, then I need to love myself, so it really had to turn around. And so many of our messages that our body is giving us are about self-love. We are not kind to ourselves. We're kind to everybody else, but we put ourselves last and we're not kind. This was on another level. Like I said, it was punishment. It was things like that. So, but it was just a matter of me appreciating myself again, loving myself. So I would make a special effort every day, many times a day, to tell myself how much I loved it. Tell each organ, tell each body part, tell everything. And at that time, I was doing a lot of I was standing a lot, with teaching and things like that. And so I was thanking my feet for supporting me, when I do all that standing and my legs. And we don't we just do these things, you're right. We just use our bodies, and we don't always appreciate how much they support us in everything. Thank you, lungs, for helping, keeping me in breath and keeping me all this going. Thank you for the heart for pumping all this beautiful blood through my body. Thank you. I mean, every single thing I was thanking and appreciating, and I was doing that several times a day. One time, I mean, this is to the extent I was doing it. It's really something because I've got to reprogram this. So it's like it might sound like overboard, but that's what you've got to do repetitively to re wire the brain, reprogram whatever you've got going on. And there was one time I got out of the shower and I was drying off my feet, and I looked at my feet and I said, oh, these are the best feet. I designed the best body, and I was like, and immediately after that, I could hear, I don't know if it was my conscious mind, I don't know what it was, but it said, I know you've never heard that one before. Because I had such a low self-esteem, a self-image, all that stuff was just trash. It was really sub, surface. And so here it's about, embracing who I am and appreciating who I am and the body that I created. We did create these bodies, guys. We designed our bodies, everything about them. So, let's appreciate them. We did it for a specific reason. Why? We can find out in a QHHT session if you really want to know. We can learn why, but just appreciate that your strengths, your weaknesses, whatever it is, we did this to learn from. But anyway, that's what that is all about. It's about you really, really have to look inward and get to the bottom of what is it, and the best way to start figuring out where it's coming from, if you don't already know just by me saying that, is to go back and look at when the symptoms started and then what was going on in your life at that time. See, that's will give you an idea of maybe what it's about. In my case, it actually went back further. It could have started back then, but it was probably as things were kind of getting going, now that I'm thinking about it, the point that it was showing, I think it was relaying on the other because I'd gone through those things. I'm going to just be right out for you guys here. I think it had to do with my insecurities because these things really started displaying in, like 2014, they were really coming on strong. It was doing some things before that, but it was really getting heavier and heavier by 2014. And so I think, as things were on this other level, I think knowing, and some people kept saying that maybe I knew what was coming, and it was about stepping into that role, stepping into what else, this whole new thing. So I think there's a combination of things there, but it's like, you put that on top of this thing, this thing of punishing that, I feel like there's a thing of I don't deserve, I'm not worthy. I mean, how many of us do that? I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can see how that would parlay into that. It's like I was probably also saying I'm not ready. On one hand, I thought I would be, but on the other hand, you don't, I had no idea what shoes I was, and I'm not filling her shoes by any means, but there was a lot of
But stepping into
expectations
that
or a lot.
role, that was big.
Say that again.
When you were stepping into that role, that was a
That
big
role, yeah.
change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a huge change. It was a huge, yeah. And so I think all of those things played in there. And then so I
Should we
was,
just say your mom made things look easy? Like
she made them look so easy.
she did, and
Yes.
they're naughty. There's a lot.
So much. She made them look very easy. And that's, I still, it's like how, I mean, I'm not doing everything that she did. I don't know how I have no idea how she did what she was doing. No idea. So, a whole new appreciation. I'm always appreciative of her every single day. How
Yeah.
did you do this, Mom? So,
Yeah, and she did it in a time also, like when she's writing her books, there wasn't, she was going to the library. She was looking things up old fashioned, where we're just so used to our conveniences, get on the computer and look it up and it's all right
Right.
there. She went and looked it all up manually.
Yeah, she
That's,
loved that. She lived for that. She
yeah.
absolutely loved to do research. So that was, yeah. But yeah, as we go, oh my gosh, it takes so much time. She loved it. So she was in heaven.
Yeah. Especially when she would find something. I'm sure that was just like, oh my goodness.
Exactly. It'd be one obscure little thing that would support something that was in the session. It's like, and the more obscure it was, the better. It was harder for her to find. It meant that her subject, her client, wouldn't just come across it. Just see, now it'd be kind of hard to do that because internet's
Yeah.
so prevalent. It's like, well, they could have found that information somewhere. But back
Right.
then, see, that makes it more believable and more credible because the chances of that person knowing that information beforehand, really, really
Pretty
slim.
limited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure she chose that time frame for that reason. You
Absolutely.
know, like we're all choosing when we're coming in and doing these things. And that's very impactful, knowing that her information came the way that it did. So,
Right.
yeah.
So anyway, I hope that helps you. If you'll just be honest with yourself, look inside and just ask your body what it's wanting you to know. What is it trying to tell you? What does it want you to know? And then what does it want you to do? So, but if it has to do with this diagnosis or, if you've got this, it's about self-love. I mean, that's at the bottom of it is you, there's something that happened that, oh boy, what I'm getting is you're not proud of. That's interesting. That's an interesting choice of words. You're not proud of. And so that's just
Now,
doing
if
so.
great things are happening, that might be triggering that worthy thing.
Say that again.
Now, with great things happening, that could be triggering the worthiness thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
So, okay.
Yeah, so just yeah, and then it's just about loving yourself, but first get to what it is. When you ask your higher self what you need to do, then it will tell you. And that's where I was getting, like, for myself, it was just love every single inch of myself, just truly turn it inside out. And what's gorgeous about that is the body responds very quickly.
Yeah. It's like instant. Well, I've had things instantly. Once you get that aha moment, boom, it's gone.
Yes.
Doesn't need to be there. And I mean, it's so telling or such proof in that it's there to serve a purpose and to get us a message. And so,
Right. Absolutely.
yeah. Cool. All right, Tiffany, what's happening there in the chat room?
So some kitty cat names. No, I'm just kidding.
You should call her Bernice.
Bernice.
Bernice. That sounds like a big dog name or something.
It is. I'm pretty sure you're thinking of the Bernese mountain
Oh, mountain
dog.
dogs, yeah. So see, She's got the big personality.
She's
She
got the
does.
big dog energy.
Yeah.
She
My
kind of.
Siamese cat thinks it's a dog. It goes out when I open the door to let the dogs out to go potty. She goes out with them and then she comes back in with them, looks for her treat. She thinks she's a dog. There you
Works
go.
for
Yeah. She's getting raised
dogs.
by a dog. So,
Yeah,
okay,
it's
go ahead,
true.
Tiffany.
Sorry. This question is from Spiritual Disco. Beautiful
Oh, I have.
soul of light energy, Tiffany. What are some of the reasons why souls choose to go through Alzheimer's towards the ends of their journeys?
Yeah. Alzheimer's is the person is it, just slowly retrieving their energy. They're just withdrawing it from the body. It's just very, very slowly. They're transitioning very, very slowly. So if you see it that way, that helps you understand what they're doing. They're doing it because there's someone, or maybe even themselves, but it's usually someone in the family, someone that's close, is not ready to let go, not ready for them to go. And so then they're just taking it out slowly. And by the time it gives that person time, person or persons time to adapt and adjust and get used to them being gone. Because in that process, they are leaving. Because they're
Yeah,
leaving by
the
little, by
person
little,
they
by
knew him
little.
to be is gone, but they
Yes.
still get that physical body there.
Have you had any clients with that or with loved ones or?
Well, I've in the reading side of things, I have, and to tune into them, they still communicate fine telepathically. So when you're tuned into or tapped into something like that, someone that's going through that, I had a gal that she had me doing that. She'd probably call me like every other week or something, make sure mom was doing okay. I would tap in and get information for her and give it to her. And then the next time I talked to her, I'd be like, so how did that work out? Because that was new for me too. And she's like, oh, that was so, you could tell that it changed her mood and that, da, 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 you know. And so it's their soul piece is still there. They're just acting out this other part for, like you were saying, to help with that separation, get people ready to say their goodbyes. It's like a soft goodbye, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very soft. So then when they actually do go, I mean, and you
You're
can kind
happy
of tell
for them. Yeah.
you're happy for them, and you can tell in the whoever it is, usually it may not be real evident in the beginning, like who it is that's holding on or not ready. But as it keeps going, it starts becoming a little more obvious. And then you can tell as they are letting go, then, now it'll be close. It'll be time. So.
Yeah, that's a sweet question. And I know a lot of people go through that where, a loved one gets to a place where they're not who they used to be, or they can't communicate anymore. Their decline is strokes and different things that make it hard for them to communicate. And it is a, it can really work on the heart chakra, because love that person. But yeah, then it's also giving you that opportunity to come be by their side, hold space for them, and be ready to release them when it's time for them to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Is there a perky one? Is anybody asking a fun, uplifting, high vibe question? We're in autoimmune
We're gonna
systems
bring in
and
more. We're gonna bring in more kitty cat names.
Yeah, start bringing in the cat names again. Let's go.
Perky. Perky could be a name. She's very perky.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, this is not a high vibe question.
Perky.
One more.
Oh, yeah. We're in a theme.
This is from Kathy. Totally terrific, Tiffany. Does the team think there is anything to having a certain number exit points? I recently just experienced what I think is my fourth one.
I've been told before that I'm just going to throw a number. I don't think there's a set number, but you have exit points and you can decide if you want to go then or stay. And then there will be one defining definite exit point. So I guess like the cat's nine lives or something like that. But
Maybe.
I've heard that before. Now, can I say, is that accurate or not? I can't say for 100% certain, but I've heard it and I've seen people go through near misses, and it's like, oh my gosh, just that much, and it would have been a different story, and we would have been on a different timeline. So I think that, yeah, there can be different exit points. And that gets convoluted, doesn't it? Because then it's like, well, I thought we knew when we were going to exit. But I think our soul can choose to stay longer. Like when people have
And
near-death experiences, you can go now or you can come back and finish
Well,
what you
usually
started.
they say it's not time, and
Yeah.
that's when they, you know, they're like, there, oh, you gotta go
Yeah.
back.
Boom. Get you back in there. Yeah.
My understanding is, yeah, you have like your planned one, or a time. It's probably a time, and you probably don't choose all of the details about it until you get closer, maybe. I don't know. But I do know, I have heard that yes, you can extend it. So it's like when you get to that time, it's like you might decide to stay longer, you know, and it's okay to shift it and want to change it.
Well, and
So,
I'm guessing it probably has a lot to do with the dynamics of everyone in the soul group that you're dealing with at the time. If everything evolved, maybe let's say in a scenario where everything kind of evolved, and then they say, okay, well, it evolved, so now you can stay longer if you want. Oh, that'd be cool. I'll stay longer. You know, it could be something like that, just as a scenario. Or
But you know, that's
you
an
didn't
excellent
get
question.
done what you were supposed to
Go
do
ahead
and
and
stay
try and
longer
see if
for
you
that.
can get it done.
Yeah.
But that would be an excellent question to ask in a QHHT session.
Yeah, like it.
That's where you
Yeah.
get your information. It's the best information.
Yeah. I know those sessions can really bring out some really interesting things. All right, Miss Tiffany in the sky with the goddess voice. Whoa, hey, I'm
That
over
was interesting. Hello.
here. Hey, my eyes are up here. What's up with the
What did you
camera?
do that made it do that?
Oh, I put my thumbs up.
And that will make it,
Let's see if
that
it does
makes
it
you.
again. Nope, maybe that wasn't it. I don't know, but that was
I'm not.
interesting. See if it zooms in. Now we're playing with our cameras. I still feel like it's sitting a little bit low.
That was funny.
These cameras that follow you around, they have a mind of their own. Sometimes it flips up and looks at the ceiling. You guys have seen that before, I think. But
I've got to do some studying to figure out how to get it to stop
stop
following,
following you.
moving, and
Yeah. Oh, got fun things happening with the hair too. Okay. What do we got, Tiffany?
Does having an interest in specific animals have something to do with past lives and/or experiences with them? Dragons, wolves, and dolphins.
Spirit animals comes to mind. Past lives, I'm hearing yes.
Could, yeah.
You know what would be a good session? Just kidding. We're going to keep doing this QHHT session.
Yeah, I mean that's how you find these things out. And then if you have a connection like that, and you want to know, that's one of your questions. You know, is there a connection to these animals? And then if it's
Yeah.
important, well, definitely you can find out in the SE part, but if it's important, you'll see the life where it happened.
The dragon energy has been so right out there these days, and I've been it's been exciting because it back when I think it was in 2018 when the Arcturian stuff started coming through, they were saying, oh no, it was even before that. I was hearing that the dragons were sleeping in the mountains and that they'll be waking up soon, and the dragon energy is coming back. And you know, I'd have like a maybe a person way over here and maybe a person way over there. And actually, my very first QHHT session, he went into his dragon life, which was like, you know me, I was drooling all over that. So now it's like
So
I
he
can't
was a
get
dragon, or he was with a dragon, or what was it?
his higher self was the dragon.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
So, and they were coming from the void. It was really interesting. And for the life of me, I don't know where that recording is, and that drives me nuts. But I probably lost it with one of my computers that went belly up or something. But anyway, I can't hardly get through a day anymore without somebody saying something about a dragon and meeting their dragon and stuff. So it's been really
They aren't asleep
affirming.
anymore.
They're not sleeping anymore and they're back and people are picking them up like crazy. So everybody's getting their dragon. If you guys don't know your dragon, I do have a dragon journey on my YouTube page. I don't know how far down it is, but it says it's a dragon journey. So you can go look for that and you can take a dragon journey. But yeah, I'm excited about that very much. All right. Well, we got pl plenty of time. What other questions do we have?
Yeah, it can be any and all of the above what you said, but yeah, just go find out. If you're resonating with animals,
Yeah.
yeah, the spirit animals are there. They have so many different purposes and so many different things. So it can be, absolutely. I mean, sometimes we had experiences in other lives, and maybe it's a reminder, or definitely the dragons, that's probably something along that line, because, but wolves too,
Definitely.
they could be. I mean, a lot of Native Americans, they work closely with wolves.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbology in there. I would at least look for, I think dolphins was the other one. I would
Yeah,
at least look
dolphins,
for their
yes.
spirit meaning online, see what
Yeah.
resonates for you. But yeah, I mean, how many of us came from a water world where we were mer people or dolphins or whales or
Yep.
turtles? Those are very, those animals are filled with wisdom, you
Yeah.
know, and we've had lifetimes on those kind of worlds. So it very much could be
Yeah.
connections to that. You could have been in this world as one of those beings. So yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like it. All right.
Cool.
Ding dong. I'm trying to see if my camera will move around again.
Whatever that was. What
Could
was
a
the thing?
dragon be a kitty cat that's named Percy?
It could be a kitty cat named Percy. Yep.
No, because yours is a little
Mine's,
puppy named
yeah.
Latte.
While she's sleeping, or I'd pick her up and call her. You guys can see the dragon. She's gonna get mad at me like a dragon because she was sleeping. There's a
Oh,
dragon.
yeah, she looks like a
Oh.
dragon.
Now I have to hold her. You don't like me.
Fire comes out of her mouth now.
Yes, probably. So,
Two cat names, Goldie, Sunday,
Sunday. Okay.
but spelled like the week, the day of the
Okay.
week, not like an ice cream.
Not like ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too
I mean,
bad.
but you could be. They do a play
Yeah.
on words, however you want. Okay.
Thank you.
Question. This is from Fawn, sparkly goddess Tiffany. What new energies were ushered in with this retrograde? I have felt a calmness amidst the chaos.
Okay. Energies that are ushered in with the retrograde is probably also is ushered in with the moon energy that's been going on as well. The calmness is interesting. There's so it seems to be that there's gateways opening up all around the planet that are starting to move the fifth dimensional vibrations in all over the place. Now that's not like floodgates opening up. It's kind of like a faucet being turned on to just past dripping, and then they're going to keep opening it and letting this energy move in. But we have moved into, and we were finding this out on the Iceland cruise, the energy of the fourth dimension being more present right now and ushering in that fifth dimensional frequency. But part of what we did in Iceland was opening up a stargate for this very
I'm
purpose.
sure we talked about this, but this is so amazing. When you just said it just this way, it was like, what a perfect place to work through fourth dimension stuff, because fourth dimension is about time. And there, we had no
There
idea
was
what
no
time it was.
time there.
Absolutely none. So what
Yeah.
a perfect place
To
to
play
do
in the fourth dimension. Yeah. That makes so much
that.
sense. It's kind of like a big aha moment for Julia and I right now. And probably Tiffany over there that we can't see. She's probably doing it too. But yeah, so true. And the energies up there were so pure and like the waters and the glaciers and the colors and the things that were going on there that way as well. But yeah, so there's so much going on right now with the meridian lines of the earth, with those main ley lines of the earth. They're kind of just all starting to tingle, if you will, with a new frequency that's coming out for all of us. We've got inner earth collectives helping us right now. We've got the outer earth collectives that are helping us. We've got these other dimensional beings that are here with us helping. It's like your mom says, quantum, dimensional, all kinds of craziness going on. So the fact that, Fawn, you're feeling that peace with it is really awesome. I would love for you to meditate and ask on that, like, where's your peace coming from? And just see where that anchors in for you, because there's something very special about that, I think. Yeah. Anything else for that?
No, no, I agree with that. Yeah, just check in with yourself. And but I love that because it's so many of these things, they feel like pressure and pushing and angst and all these things. And it's so good to get this peace.
Yeah.
Because that feels so good, you know, when you feel that peace, it feels so nice.
It's that point right after you feel like someone wrung you out like a wash rag, and then it's like, I can't take any more. Then you're like, yeah. That's kind of what we've been going through, is the wringing of the wash rag and getting all the little bits out. I was just saying today, with my friend Tom, we were talking about like session work and stuff, and he was sending me something from ChatGPT that I hadn't recognized before. I was playing around with it and stuff, but while I was doing that, things chat misunderstood me because I was doing a speak thing, and it thought I said ears, and it comes back and says, "Where are you not hearing yourself?"
Oh.
Oh. So I had to think about that. And I was like, oh, where am I not hearing myself? So, I mean, it's amazing the way you get your messages sometimes. It's like, anyway, so I did. I sat and thought about that for a little bit. And anyways, had a kind of a shift from earlier today. I was telling Julia, I didn't get anything on my list done. And that was probably part of it, because I started playing with that. I was like, oh, there went an hour. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's amazing when you need something, you guys, it's showing up for you one way or another, and it might show up in really random and unexpected ways. And so just be open for whatever it is that you need to show up that way. And yeah, and I always say, bring it in joy, you know, bring that in a joyful way. But that was kind of fun to be like, ooh, that thing. I'm like tap, tap, tap on my microphone going, what happened? Why didn't it hear me right? Now I don't even remember the word I was trying to say, but it was not ears at all. And then it heard me say ears. And I was
Well,
like,
and that's funny you're saying, why didn't you hear me right? So that was so see there it's going around.
yeah. So where am I not hearing myself right? So tapping back into that. Where are you guys, you know, ask what is it that I need to know? Or am I hearing myself? Yeah, maybe that's a collective message for us. So, very cool.
Me.
All right. Beautiful Tiffany.
More
Check
cat
one back.
names.
Cat names.
Cat
Oh,
names.
still names.
So
Okay.
Kim suggested Sunday, and she did mean the ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Kim from Iceland, just to clarify.
Hi,
Sherbert or Sherby?
Aww.
Feather.
Feather.
Feather,
Okay.
And then we have tangerine, mandarin, and clementine. So just ones to ponder.
Okay.
Going
Yeah.
off the color, I see. Very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
A high vibe question.
Okay.
What's your favorite intention for the collective for the future?
Have fun. Just have fun. don't get too serious about things, right? Like, and it's easy to do. I got sucked
So
in with some
easy.
stuff recently that is just like, this is so intense. But yes, we've got get out there and just have fun with it. Try not to get too serious. And if things get to feeling serious, go play, go do something, break free of it and go do something else.
Yeah. I mean, we hear repeatedly in sessions to remember the joy, have fun, don't take it so seriously. Just what you said,
Yeah.
exactly. And it's like you get here and we forget who we are. We forget what it's all about. We're here having experiences, but we start believing this whole illusion, like this is it. And that's, we take it so seriously. It's like, this, I guess, my only opportunity. I've got to make it right. And it's all about just, you're here to have experiences, to learn and grow. But nothing says it has to be in drudgery. Nothing says it's supposed to be a chore. We can do it in joy. We can do it. And they tell us to dance. You guys stop dancing. You keep dancing. Go, as we get older, oh, don't want to dance. That's for the kids. I don't know what, dance. Move your body. Do things that bring joy. And that can be all kinds of things. So as I say that, it's like, okay. some people, however you want to take it, but we chose to be in bodies so we could really experience the life. And one, feel the emotions, feel all these things. But it's about remembering that what it's all, we're here to have experiences. So have fun having the experiences.
Yeah. And I know that things can get serious like they do. We have things that are happening around us and moving through our own homes, situations that we're dealing with. And yeah, sometimes it takes stepping back and just looking at a bigger picture with that. Why is this happening for me? What am I learning from this? Or if it involves another person that you care about, it might be their journey. You're just being affected by it because you care about them, and how can you best be supportive of that? We're not saying that everything is rainbows and sunshine,
And
but
lollipops and
yep, and
unicorns.
lollipops. Gotta have the lollipops. But what we're saying is, do your best to find the positive out of everything that's happening. How are you being stretched? How are you growing in that situation? And if you are having the emotions, get in the emotions with it, but don't live there. Don't get stuck in that, and don't, perpetuate it through this long period of time. Work with it, be present with it so that it can pass and you can learn and grow from whatever it is you wanted to do with that. And then you can get back to playing. But yeah, I mean, we are in a human experience. We're in the third dimension in duality. So yes, there will be duality. It's how we respond to it is what we're learning. And as we are learning how to respond, maybe not from a childlike behavior, tantrum or victim, whatever it is, and then get through that, figure it out. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. You all have heard it 100 million times, right? And so when we're in those situations, it sure as heck feels like it's happening to us.
It so feels like that.
Why?
Daggers and
Why?
all kinds of things.
And it does, and we've been there. We've had those experiences,
Absolutely.
and I've recently had those experiences, and then it's like, oh yeah, get myself back on track and go, what am I learning from this? How do I empower myself through this? How do I breathe and remember I'm always supported? And take that next step. And what we're talking about is, hey, when I get in places like that where everything feels doom and gloom and black cloud and nothing seems to be going right, those days where you drop everything, it's like, oh, clunk, and like the cat scooping everything off the table or something. That's the best time to call a friend that's going to cheer you up, or go for a walk, or turn on a funny TV show, or go do something you enjoy doing. If you're crafty and artsy, go do that. I was sitting here today at the computer, and and wanting to get a task done to the point where I could just feel all my energy was going like this. I'm like, what am I doing? Because I was editing my YouTube video. I thought, if I edit that video with this energy, you guys are all gonna feel that. So I got up and
True.
I walked away. I said, it can wait a day if I'm in that energy. You know, I don't want you guys to feel that tension that I was feeling, because you know, sometimes doing those can be tedious. And I was getting into that place where it was just feeling a little tedious and my head was kind of just getting, and I'm like, I gotta just walk away from it. And it really helped. It helped to go sit outside with my dogs and you know, do some other things and played online with some fun videos and got myself shifted. And now I'm here and I'm laughing with you guys and having a good time. So I didn't get stuck in that. I knew I needed to move. I needed to separate from that.
Yeah. And that's probably the best thing. In fact, I used to do all the time. It's like something that starts getting, you're making a lot of mistakes or whatever. It's just walk away. You don't have to sit there and beat it over the head to make it work. Just step away. That's what it's trying to, you're out of alignment with the task, with whatever's going on. So yeah, do something, just get away. Whatever it is, just do something different. And then all of a sudden, sometimes it used to be like I was working on something late at night and I was trying to get it done by that night. And it was doing those kind of things. And so I finally would just step away, go to bed, and in the next morning, the whole solution would be there and it'd be just slip into place really easily. So allow yourself, because it's so much wasted effort to try and beat it into submission. Just.
100%. And you know, that takes us being present enough to realize we're in that little stinking thinking cycle. Let's get out of it and to move and do something different.
Like that
You have
stinking
so much
thinking cycle.
power.
We
Yeah,
do. We
the
have so much
stinking
power.
thinking.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot, biggest part of it is being aware
I
of
think so.
our place in it all and aware when we do that. I love that stinking thinking. So,
Another one that I use that people love is wasbin. When I talk about my ex, I wasbin. So I just throw that out there in case anybody would like to use that. It's a kinder than ex. I think ex just feels like an energy that's pushing something away.
True. Yeah.
And wasbin is kind of like a soft way of,
Used to be.
yeah, used to be. No hard feelings, wasbin. So.
Well, I'm looking at the time, and so we probably want to. Where could people find you, Tracy?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com under Find a Practitioner. And I'm a level 3 practitioner in the Oregon area. I'm just about 45 minutes from the Portland airport. If you fly in, my office is in a little town called Forest Grove. So if you want
Gosh,
to
I
look it
think
up.
someone was from there, weren't they?
Yes, that's why I was like, woo, Forest Grove.
Cool. Very
Oregon
cool.
showed up in the house tonight. Yeah.
Yes.
So
Nice.
how about if they want to be a practitioner, find a practitioner, find a level 1 companion class,
Yeah.
which highly recommend you take one of those. They are really
Yeah,
beneficial.
if you are a practitioner, yeah, you want to, if anywhere
Sorry,
in your
I should have
journey.
prefaced that.
Yeah, you can't
I
just
mean,
go
it was in the
out
title, level 1 companion class, but that may not make sense to you if you're not a practitioner.
Right, yeah, you need to have graduated from the level one course, then you can take that. But it's great because you get the in-person component that you don't get in an online course. And so. And you have a coupon code if somebody, well, anyway, first of all, anything QHHT, if you would like to be a practitioner, you would like to have a session, you want to go to a companion course to see the list of what's available right now, but just know that we're always adding courses. So, and we've got several out of the country. I think they're in Canada. We have one in Portugal. Can you believe that? Portugal, that's a first. And then I'm not sure if we have any in the States right now. This is off the top of my head. I could be wrong. But anyway, we're always adding. So, but anyway, go to QHHTOfficial.com And then if you would like to be a practitioner, Tracy has a coupon code that you can use.
The magic is real, all one word. The magic is real. We'll get you 10% off of your level one course. Yeah. Come join the family.
Absolutely.
I don't
And
know if we have
then,
time. I was going to share something really quick, but
well, just real quick, I mean, anything like we were talking about the body messages, we're in
yeah.
the 30 seconds. Okay, body message and everything. You can go to juliebuchanan.com or get Soul Speak, the language of your body, the
The
book.
book. Get the book.
It's Amazon or ozarkmt.com.
Yeah. Okay. So, really quick, we were talking about how on the Iceland cruise, there was like all these people. If you guys watch other episodes, we were talking about that, how there was like this handful of people that stood out, and then everybody else was kind of like the backdrop people, right? I was talking with somebody about that today, and we were like, that's why the retreats are so powerful, because there's no backdrop people.
There's no background. Yeah, they're all that.
Right? And it was like, whoa, that's so cool. So, and there's no backdrop people in the audience. We're all here. Okay, guys.
Love
Thank you
y'all.
for being here.
Put
We'll
that
see
one
you next
on.
week.
Let it percolate.
Bye
Love
bye,
you. Thank you.
everyone.
Thank you,
Thank you, Tiffany.
Tiff.